Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. We do investment and portfolio management, tax planning, estate planning, asset protection, all of the things that I believe make for a complete retirement plan. And today, we're going to get into a lot of those things on today's show. A lot to get into. Certainly the market, you know, September is typically a challenging month. It's one of the worst performing months going back to 1950. I think it is the worst. The Fed is looking to cut rates. How is that going to impact your portfolio? Certainly your fixed piece and some of the rates you've been getting on some of your investments. I also want to get into, of course, taxes is always part of your planning, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which, depending on how this election goes, that could have an impact on your plan. And then we're going to get into some other areas. Again, a lot to get into. My goal today, as it is every week, is to give you ideas, actionable items that are going to make a difference in your overall retirement plan. We can't get into everything, but certainly we're going to try to get you some information. I always offer information to send out to you, opportunities to come in. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up. We have an upcoming class called The New Reality in Our Retirement. Great class. No cost, no obligation. You might want to attend that if you want to. Again, you can register online. And certainly if you want to give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, if you have any questions or we can help you in any way. Let me start out by this this was from Morningstar. It said about half or almost half, I'll read the headline, almost half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. And this is, I'm quoting from this article, almost half of American households will run short of money if they stop working at 65. This is a new research, and it raises concerns about the financial health of the economy as people live longer and have greater responsibility for their retirement savings. The research was from Morningstar's Center for Retirement and Policy Studies. It came from using its new simulation tool that looks at individual characteristics, healthcare costs, projected longevity, all the number of things that come into play. You know, and I guess that's maybe where this is the stepping off point. I want to talk to you about, you know, I just mentioned these things we're going to talk about today and maybe pose the questions to you and think about, is this in my plan? Am I accounting for some of these things? What are the threats to this when we talk about outliving we talked about this, half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. What are those risks and what could potentially impact us? One is, of course, the market. You know, we may not have the runway, and so I want to talk about that in a second. Do we have too much risk? Are we relying on it too much for investments? What happens if tax rates go up? You know, every penny you pull out of a retirement account, and we'll talk about those, is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. You may have to pull out $40,000 just to net 30. We'll also get into the things of what happens if there's a long-term illness. If a spouse passes away, what does your plan say? You know, there's a study by Nationwide that shows that roughly 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. A pension could be reduced, a Social Security goes away. You know, these are things we have to think about. So let me dig in. But I just wanted to pose this to you to think about, you know, and that's why I have that report, the Retirement Roadmap. It goes through these five pillars of your plan. Let's start with one right now. And I'll offer that report in a second. I'll make a couple other offers here too. But let's talk about one of those five pillars, your investment plan. Your portfolio. You know, when was the last time you looked at it? When was the last time you saw what you owned? All too often, and this is not a set it and forget it proposition. All too often, we see people come in and it's just a stack of papers. And this is not to be critical. We're busy with our lives. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. There's a lot of noise out there. And it's unfortunate because we get a lot of opinions. We really want to create a plan that we can stick to, and so this is important. We risk tolerance, our investment time horizon, our financial goals, those are the three big factors that should shape how we invest. And so it's important to understand these things, you know, and now we have the Fed may potentially reduce rates. So how's that going to impact? I had a conversation with a couple people this past week. One person said they're trying to get another CD. That is going down. The CD rates are going down if the Fed continues to reduce rates. And so we just want to be aware of some of these things. What are some options that are available to us? And do we, as I said, do we have too much risk? You know, if you look at the fixed piece, again, there's some options here you can look at. You know, bonds may still be an option. You may want to look at those. I know we've gotten out of those because they've struggled for the past few years. But now as we see interest rates, keep in mind, bonds have an inverse relationship to interest rates. If you look at TLT, that's the 20-year treasury. You know, that's over the last 3 months, that's up 10%. It still has a coupon. Keep in mind, you get interest rates from these things. So that's, again, do you own some of these things in your portfolio? These are not recommendations. I'm just giving you some ideas, because if rates continue to go down, are there ways we can lock in some things or have some potential upside? Let me give you a couple other ideas. You can look at maybe high-yield corporates, HYG. Again, these are ETFs, and so I'll make a comment as well about exchange-traded funds. There's an opportunity here with using them in your portfolios. Why do I say that? Number one, they have some of the lowest expense ratios of any, maybe one-tenth of a mutual fund. They're typically much more tax efficient, and they trade like a stock. You can also get diversification. So HYG, this is an example. I'm just giving you rough numbers. That's a corporate bond, high-yield government or corporate bonds, 5.85% yield. Again, should this be part of our fixed portfolio? I'm just trying to give you some ideas as we look at these, the potential for interest rates coming down. You may even want to take a look at either fixed or indexed annuities. Some of these things give you, I can tell you right now, they're principal protected. You can get, in some cases, up to 10% a year. Again, that's a cap. There's equity-linked notes. There's all types of things you can start to take a look at in your fixed portfolio to try to get ahead of this potential reduction of rates. And the other thing, as I said, with these some of these bonds, whether it's the corporates or the government bonds, TLT, I mentioned it, I should have said, it's a 20-year treasury. That's an ETF. You can own that. You can own shorter-term durations. They even have, if you go to a BlackRock, I'm not a huge fan of BlackRock, but they have a bond ladder that they'll create for you. You can just purchase it with ETFs. Some great ideas on that piece of it. And then that can be a part of your fixed piece. And then, of course, understand what you own on the growth side. I think there's some opportunities there. So, again, I just wanted to give you some ideas here. And there's opportunities to lock this in. I'll send you out this report if you want. And some of these ideas to add to your portfolio that hopefully can make a difference. You know, it's as I said, it's about understanding what you own, taking a look and trying to get a plan you can stick with. Unfortunately, all too often we make decisions, and it's going to be, you know, we'll see how the market goes for the rest of this year. But the last thing we want to do is sell, lock in losses, or make decisions that are going to be detrimental to us. I think all too often we do these things and we underperform. So it's so important and critical to understand what we have. I said it's not a set it and forget it. Get an investment plan in place we can stick with. That's going to have I think it's going to be helpful, and that's what's going to increase your success rate as it relates to your investments. And then you understand what you have. We reduce some of the stress and the uncertainty, and we can stick with it. And maybe, hopefully, we can reduce this stat I talked about. Half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. So if you want our investment strategies, the five-step method to creating a portfolio, we'll get that out of you. I'll provide you some of the ideas I just talked about. Let me make one other offer, too. I mentioned, you know, really you should put your portfolio through a stress test before you retire. And this can help determine how you'll fare, even in the worst market conditions. That's what I believe, if you need to make any changes. And so This is a great opportunity. We call it our portfolio X-ray. And this is something, if you want to take advantage of, you can give us a call as well. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We'll do a complete portfolio X-ray. We'll see where your risks are. We'll see how you're set up. We'll talk about maybe some adjustments you want to make as you maybe approach or are in retirement. These are good things. Or, as I said, we can send you out that report as well. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Stick around. I do want to get into these other things. We talk about the threats to your retirement. What can we do to minimize taxes? What can we do to protect our assets from the unforeseen events? A lot to get into. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want some of the information we offered, I was talking about one thing I forgot to mention, too. CPI came out this week. It was 2.5. The core was a little high, but, you know, what is what? We get this information. I always say we got to be careful of the noise of what's happening in this market. But I did talk about creating a plan you can stick with, something that's going to make a difference, and knowing what you own. I think all, you know, when we look at some of these things, we're just uncertain. We don't know. We see the market going down. We're not sure how that impacts our portfolio. We make rash decisions. I've quoted Daniel Kahneman, who's the pioneer of financial behavior, says 90% of our decisions are emotional. I'll also quote a great he's a Nobel Prize winning economist, Eugene Fama. He says, you know, your investments are like a bar of soap. The more you handle them, the smaller they get. So that's why I come back to this. And studies have shown that, hey, if we can have a solid plan and we can stick with, it's time in the market. It's not timing of the market. You can't time it. So I'll make that offer again. We do have the five-step method to creating an investment portfolio based on risk tolerance, time horizon, investment objectives. And this is important stuff in your plan, because I talked about in the beginning this Morningstar report that said almost half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. Well, how can we try to reduce some of these threats? The threat against market drops, the threats against market risk, that's important. We also offer the portfolio analysis. This is a deep dive. It's a look under the hood, see where you're at. If you want to come on in, bring in your investments, we'll do a complete analysis there. We'll look at everything else. Like we said, we're a complete retirement planning firm. And I'm going to get into more today. But if you want any of that information or want the portfolio x-ray, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And some of the ideas I talked about as we look at the potential for reduced interest rates out there and things that you may want to do in your portfolio. Okay. Let me pivot into another area, so I'm sort of staying on this theme of threats to your retirement and things we might want to be aware of. Certainly taxes. Okay, we talk a lot about taxes. Last week, I did get into this 401k. I talked about that report we just did, which, of course, you can have access to that, too. It goes through 7-8 ideas on your 401k plan, because keep in mind, that has a tax component to it, of course. When you make contributions to your 401k, you know, that's the biggest decision. Hey, I'm putting money into this for my retirement. And hopefully, again, that reduces. In fact, that was in this study about reducing your risk of running out of money, making contributions to these 401k plans. But the second part of that decision process is, do I do it to tax deferred? Do I do it to a tax-free account, the Roths? And, you know, you have until the end of this year. We're getting towards the end of the year here, but, you know, pretty soon we'll be in the last quarter. And so you have until December 31st to maximize your 401k contributions, $30,500. If you are 50 or over, $23,500 under age 50. And so if you don't do that, you're going to lose. December 31st comes and goes. You're starting over again if you didn't take advantage of that. So that's, I had that conversation last week about that. And so we want to look at getting as much money to pre-tax, I think. I mean, to get it into what I would call tax-free. I like saying getting to tax-free. What are we doing to create what I call forward tax planning? I don't know where tax rates are going to be in the future. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which was 2017, those numbers, if nothing happens, they sunset. Next year, 2025, is the last year. If nothing is done, those rates will go up. We have a 10 and a 12 and a 22. They'll go to 15, 25, and so on. They will go up. And so the next question is, what happens in the future, 10 years, 15 down years down the road? I don't know is the answer. But I can tell you this. Tax rates are at 40-year lows. Our debt is at the highest it's ever been. It's going to be $36 trillion before you turn around. It's insanity. It's just insanity. But, you know, that's another discussion. But it does relate potentially to the taxes. Keep in mind, when you retire and you pull money out of your 401k, and I'll even say, even if it's an IRA, a SEP, a 457, any of these retirement plans, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is in the future. What happens if tax rates go up in the future? How does that impact your plan? I've given the example before. If you need $30,000 out of your retirement plans, the tax deferred, the traditional, you have to pull out in a 25% tax bracket, which we could be going back to those. You have to, and higher, by the way, that's not the highest tax bracket, but you will have to pull out 40 to net 30. Remember, you got to turn around and give 10,000 to your partner, the government. And if tax rates go up, do you have to pull out more to net 30? Yes, you do. And could that cause you to go through your investments? It could. Not only that, I've talked again about this before, it impacts the amount of how much your Social Security is taxable. So up to 85% of your Social Security benefit could be taxable. So again, we look at these numbers and we say, well, my benefit's $30,000. Well, hold on. Up to $25,000 of that $30,000 can be taxable. Okay, and so if we say, again, round numbers, okay, 25% of it is taxable. I got to turn around and give $7,500 back to the government. So my benefit is not 30, it's 22.5 or it's 23, whatever the number is, but it's not 30. And so this is when we talk about that decision, Medicare premiums, required minimum distributions. You may have heard the term tax time bomb in your retirement accounts. Please give some consideration to start to do, and I do this with all clients and anybody that asks me, let's take a look at these. That's why we have these things available on our, I have the Getting to Tax Free on our website. That's a report. We just completed another report, Taking Control of Your Taxes. This is only one piece of those five pillars. We've talked a little bit about investments in the first segment. I'm talking about the taxes. Imagine if you could start putting these things together. I still have much more to get into on these other pieces of your plan. This is why when I talk about it, it's so important about having a complete plan. And it's not about one thing, right? It's about all of these things fitting together. And I'm going to press that point even more as we talk. You're going to see some dramatic things in today's show as I talk about other threats to your retirement. But simply put, contrasting the Roth IRA, you can use HSAs. These are all tax-free things, health savings accounts. There's other ideas in here. As I said, there's seven ideas. But here's the difference. Getting back to that example I gave you. Okay, $40,000. If you need to take out. If you need $30,000, you need to take out 40 and 25. If you have Roth, how much do you need to take out to get 30? 30. What happens if tax rates go up in the future? How much do you need to take out? 30. Do you see the difference here? And oh, by the way, Roth do not impact your Social Security. And oh, by the way, Roth do not impact your Medicare premiums. There are no required minimum distributions, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So are we reducing the threats to future, our higher tax rates in the future? Yes, we are. And so these are things, I ran an analysis, this was interesting, I'll mention this briefly, we ran an analysis for someone and we changed their contributions from traditional to Roth, their success rate went up. So, you know, these are things that we should be aware of. Unfortunately, in this industry, we don't talk. It's like, go talk to your CPA. We do this. So for those of you that want the information, want to schedule a time, we'll do a complete tax analysis. We'll talk about forward tax planning. We'll take a look. Throw everything in a box. Bring in your tax returns. Bring in your investments. We can talk about tax efficiency in the investments. Well, there's so many things we can be doing. But we just need to take action. We need to be proactive. And there's things we can do before the year's out as well. So give us a call if you want to schedule a time with me, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for your complete customized retirement planning analysis, complete, including the taxes, the estate plan, the investments, all of it. Give us a call. Coming up, I do want to get into these other aspects, these other threats to your retirement that you need to be aware of. Listen to Tom Fortina here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. If you want to get a hold of us, get any of the information we've offered. We've covered things from your investments, your portfolio, understanding what you own, and having what I like to say a smart, solid investment plan you can stick with. We'll get that information, or if you want us to do the analysis. I also talked about taxes and the tax-free strategies and those ideas. Again, any of that information, we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or better yet, you know, if you really want help now and you really want to do something, give us a call and schedule a time. You can even go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time there to meet with me personally. We'll dig in. I'm confident you'll walk out of here with a number of ideas besides a complete retirement plan you'll walk out of there with this, but hopefully even a lower stress level and say, I get it. I see where I'm at. And I'm going to make, you know, actionable items, as I like to say, they're going to make a difference in your plan. So again, throw everything in a box. Come on in. 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. And today's show I've been talking about, and hopefully even from today, you're getting some ideas, providing some sense of, hey, I'm going to start taking a look at some of these things. Because I started out with this Morningstar. This was this research they did. It said almost half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. And so we want to take a look. They looked at things like healthcare costs. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Projected longevity. We know people are living longer. And so what are the risks that maybe we're looking at some of them? We talked about market risk. We talked about the risk of rising tax rates. And I would pose the question, have you addressed those? Do you feel confident if I asked you, you know, what would happen if the market dropped 20-30%? Or if I said, what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Do you feel like, yeah, I've addressed those things? That's why I offer this information. Here's another part of it, which is what happens if a spouse passes away? The loss of a spouse can create huge financial risks. And so we talk about what does your plan say? Keep in mind, I did refer to this morning, Nationwide report that said in roughly 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. And think about it, these things too. Number one, one of the Social Securities goes away. And we can have a whole show on Social Security. We do Social Security analysis. That's one of the things we do if you come in, about your what we call your claiming strategies. But the smaller one will go away. The larger one stays for both your lives. But again, keep in mind, some of the income is going to go away. If you have a pension, it can be either reduced or go away. And so it's critical we understand some of these things and have we accounted for it. They said nearly 8 in 10 women will end up being the sole financial decision maker because women outlive men. That's, again, that's just a typical fact of life. 80%, 8 in 10. And David Bach, he's interesting. He's done a lot of the studies and he has a lot of information on this. He's got a lot of great stuff if you ever want to look him up. But what are the challenges that we have to deal with? This comes back to what is your life insurance coverage? I know this isn't the most exciting aspect of your plan, but keep in mind, what if you have to replace income? I know you can say, well, I'm getting close to retirement. I don't think I need it anymore. Well, you may want to take a look at that because, again, it can replace income. What if there's been extensive medical costs? It can replace some of the wealth that you may have gone through for the surviving spouse. It can even provide some long-term care benefits, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But that's why I pose these questions. What have you done in the event a spouse passes away? Again, one thing could be take a look at life insurance. Do you have it? If you have a term policy through work, keep in mind, if you leave, there's a good chance that's going to stop. In addition, when we talk about term policies, that's just it. It's a term. Now, it's guaranteed renewable typically, but the rates are going to go up dramatically after that 20 or 30 year period. And in almost every case, it's gone. So now you will have no coverage and you could be uninsurable at that point. I don't know, but I'm just saying, and the rates will go up dramatically. So think about that in your plan. Have you taken a look at what your coverage is? Sometimes we don't. And if it's through your employer, as I said, maybe you want to buy one that's private and so that you own it. So if you do leave your employer, it goes with you. These are, again, maybe, I don't want to say they're small things. This is one of the five pillars, by the way. I call it asset protection. You're an asset. You know, we talk about investments. That's exciting. We talk about maybe creating income. That's critical. Minimizing taxes. Well, also, what happens if some of these unforeseen events occur? You know, if there's a long-term illness, if a spouse passes away, you're an asset. And so if you pass away, if you're working, certainly your income goes away. You're not contributing to a plan, of course. If you're retired, a Social Security and pension can be reduced. And if, unfortunately, prior to that, if there was some illness, maybe you've gone through a lot of the wealth or the investments. And so does this make sense as part of your plan? The other part of that, too, is I'll just make some comments on the income planning piece. As I said, that's maybe why you want to defer some of your Social Security. You can defer it up to age 70. So, again, these are general comments. It's typically the higher benefit. So let's say one spouse has a $2,000 a month benefit and one has a $3,000 a month benefit at 65 or 67, whatever. You can defer it till 70. It keeps growing by 8%. So you could see a differential of $10,000, you know, over four or five year period, $10,000 more a year for the rest of your life. By the way, for the rest of your spouse's life. So this is why these are irrevocable decisions. Same thing with the pension. What is your survivor benefit? I do this all the time. When I say throw everything in a box, especially when someone says, hey, I have a pension decision to make, let's go through it. Let's take a look at what your pension options are. What is the survivor benefit? If you've taken your pension already, remember that's an irrevocable decision. So you can't make that, but find out what the survivor benefit is. Again, I've given you these statistics, and then the last part of it, not the last, the other part of this, when we talk about, that's why I've talked about annuities in the past. Not only is there a benefit because they give you a guaranteed lifetime income, they can give you a guaranteed joint lifetime income. And so this protection piece we talk about, maybe not the funnest. You can have a great investment plan. You can have what you consider an income plan. You can try to reduce taxes. But if some of these things, events occur, that can turn all of this stuff upside down. So again, I think you deserve to know the information, get this information and say, am I protecting from these unforeseen events? I'm going to talk about a long-term care in a minute and what happens with these the financial burden there. You know, we have this information on our website. As I said, too, if you want to schedule a time, and this, as I said, imagine if you could say, I start checking the box on these things. I've done what I can to get to tax-free. So if tax rates go up, remember we said threats to your retirement, to minimize taxes. I've done what I can in the event of some of these unforeseen events. I have lifetime income that's going to continue for my life and then for my spouse's. And then I've tried to do what I can to maximize my Social Security. And then I have the estate planning documents in place, the legacy plans, to control assets during my lifetime and down to my family members. This is being complete. And so I'm hoping I'm giving you some of these ideas to say, hey, I want to take a look at some of these things so I reduce this threat. And we talked about the study of almost half of those retiring at 65 could run out of money. Let me offer the retirement planning report. That's our roadmap, retirement roadmap. But also, the other thing is I offer this. Look, we do this. Of course, this is our business, right? And I hope you become a client. But if you want to schedule a time to come in, it's very informal. I'm an informal guy. But we'll dig into all this. We'll test your plan. So I'll make that offer. It's a portfolio analysis and income, creating an income plan, tax strategies, overall looking at everything, and then that asset protection and the estate and planning and legacy piece. So if you want to do what I call a complete customized retirement plan, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time to come on in and see us. We have more to get into. Stick around. I'm going to talk about some of these other things that relate to your retirement plan. You listen to Tom Fortino on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. We've covered a lot of ground, I'd like to say, today. We try to cover as much as we can. We're limited. But our goal is to get you information, one or two things, three or four, maybe more, that'll make a difference. We offer these reports. I offer opportunities to come in and just sit down and chat, because I know everybody's situation is unique. You can always give us a call if you want any of the information we talked, because we've talked about the premise of today's show is about these threats to your retirement. The study by Morningstar Center for Retirement and Policy Studies said that almost half of those who retire at 65 could run out of money. They referenced healthcare costs and projected longevity, and I'm talking about all these other things. That's why I say there's five pieces to your plan, or five pillars. If we can address those, we may not be perfect. I would submit you're going to have a much higher probability of success in retirement. Income you can't outlive, tax, reducing taxes, and we've covered those a little bit today. Having a smart plan, investment plan that you think you can stick with. The asset protection piece, which I talked about, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. You're an asset. What happens if you pass away? What happens if there's a long-term illness? How does that impact your plan? It can be very dramatic. And then having the right documents in place. So if you want any of the information we offered, if you want to schedule a time, you can always give us a call or go to our website. Our number here is 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Can our website is alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get information off there. You can schedule a time, even if you want to chat for 15 minutes. More than happy, or email me a question. I did want to mention one more time, I did at the beginning, we do have a class coming up. We're going to be adding more before the end of the year. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. It's September 24th is that class. We get into all of these topics in more detail. But if you want to attend, again, alphawealthgroup.com. There's no cost or obligation if you want to register for that class. That's at our website. Again, we want to be a resource for you and help you in any way. So one other aspect, and these are not the funnest topics to cover, but, man, this stuff is important. And it talks about, this was in the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about what is called the crushing financial burden of aging at home. So I posed the question, as I did previously on some of these things, what does your plan say if tax rates go up in the future, and how does that impact you? What does your plan say if, as far as market, what happens if there's a significant drop in the market? How are you protected? Okay, what happens if a spouse passes away? These are things that, what I say, threats to your retirement. What happens if we live a little longer than we anticipated? You know, if you live 3 or 4 more years longer than you had anticipated and you need $40,000 a year or $50,000 a year out of your retirement, that's another $200,000 you may need. So we just want to be aware of some of these things so we can feel pretty confident going into retirement. This is one of those things. Crushing financial burden of aging at home. Families face soaring costs and mounting pressures in taking care of their loved ones. To quote one of those people, "I never feel truly free." And it said here, Americans want to grow old in their own homes. I get it. Pursuing that dream has gotten harder, and it's putting huge financial and emotional strains on families. There was a couple examples here. It said in Nebraska, this wife, she spends $240,000 a year for 24-hour in-home care for her husband has Alzheimer's. I mean, these are heart-wrenching stories, but it's just some of the reality. More than 11,000 people in the U.S. are turning 65 every day. We are at peak 65. I've quoted that before. These are the baby boomers. It's the highest level, and it's going to continue around that level all the way through 2029. And the vast majority, 77% of Americans age 50 and older, this is according to ARP, want to live as long as possible in their current home. At some point, many will need help. About 1/4 of those 65 and older will eventually require significant support and services for more than 3 years. This is according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. And so we see these costs that we talk about. What happens to your plan? As I said, that's why I talk about it's not about one thing. There's these five pillars to your plan. You can do a great job creating an income plan, solid plan that you feel confident with. You can do things to minimize taxes and have a good investment plan and so on. But if these things start to happen, this could really, really be a problem. It said the new inheritance, this was another quote, the new inheritance is not having enough money to give to your kids, but to have enough money to cover long-term care costs. That's interesting because I just had this conversation with someone. Wow, that's crazy. I mean, we had a meeting and he said, you know, my father lived into his 90s, but you know what? He had covered, he had done things. He and I think both of them lived into the 90s, his mother and father. And said that, but they had planned. And that was really what was nice for us as our family, that they had taken care of. And they lived in one of these assisted living facilities. It was a nice place, and it took care of things. So when I talked to you about what are you doing for your plan, I talked about life insurance briefly as one of the things to protect. As I said, one spouse outlives the other by up to 10 years. By over 10 years, up to 50% of spouses. But when we also talk about what are these other asset protection pieces, what happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? What happens to your plan? I mentioned the life insurance. I said you can do a number of things to protect from long-term care. One is you buy the long-term care insurance. There's multiple ways to do it. Another is life insurance. By the way, someone reminded me that September is National Life Insurance Month or something like that. I know it's not the most exciting, boy, you just mentioned life insurance. But when it comes into play to protect a family, you know, it's not so bad. And I see this very often, you know, it's unfortunate, but and it's really almost a godsend when this money comes. Remember, life insurance is income tax free. It gets paid out. It's something that if you have a permanent policy, you own life insurance, what I like to say, the right way. And here's another thing. You can buy, sometimes people call them these hybrid life insurance policies. They can provide a couple of things. They can provide a death benefit for these things I just talked about. They can also provide a long-term care benefit. These insurance companies provide these options now. They evolve, and they offer some, I think, some great products. And so what it does is it effectively, and I'm giving you general information, but effectively allows you to spend the death benefit during your lifetime. So look, think of it this way. If you were to buy a policy as part of your plan, this is that protection, as I like to say, the moat around the castle. So let's say it's a $500,000, $500,000 death benefit. That will go, again, income tax-free to either your spouse or your children. Now, it also can be used to pay for long-term care in the event you're not able to, it's 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. That's an industry standard. But now you can spend the death benefit during your lifetime to protect the assets. And if you don't use it, it goes to your spouse and children. So it's not a use it or lose it proposition. These are things to look at. Are you aware of this? Have you looked at this? This is another piece to that retirement puzzle. And so I just want you to be aware of that. It can provide a number of different benefits to your overall plan. And so these are things that are available to you in the overall planning piece. And so, you know, if you want the information, we have things on what I like to call, again, asset protection. We have this, the asset protection toolkit, these things that you want to consider to protect assets. I sometimes say these are problems that are asleep, and then all too often we get to a point where you don't have options. And so we want to have those options ahead of time. So let me offer that information to you. If you have specific questions, I can run information for you on this so you can see for you specifically how this can work into your plan. Better yet, of course, you know what I'm going to say? Schedule a time to come on in, because that's going to be the most productive way to take a look. Everybody's situation is unique. We'll get into every aspect I talked about. Creating income you can't outlive. The Social Security decision, your portfolio analysis, minimizing taxes, estate and legacy planning, asset protection. So if you want to throw everything in a box, come on in for your complimentary personalized consultation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time to come in. That's all we have for this week on the Alpha Wealth Hour. We'll be back next week at the same time. Everyone have a great week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.